David's example is no excuse for sin today. With deepest interest, the king had gathered the rich material for building and beautifying the temple. He had composed the glorious anthems that in after years should echo through its courts. Now his heart was made glad in God. The chief of the fathers and the princes of Israel swelled the offerings, giving of their own possessions into the treasury. It was God alone who had imparted this disposition to his people. He, not man, must be glorified. His Spirit had made them willing. If his love had not moved upon the hearts of the people, the temple would never have been erected. When he felt that death was approaching, the burden of David's heart was still for Solomon and for Israel, whose prosperity must so largely depend upon the fidelity of her king. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, "I go the way of all the earth, be thou strong therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, and his commandments, and his judgments, and his testimonies, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that the Lord may continue his own word which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man on the throne of Israel." Great had been David's fall, but deep was his repentance, ardent his love, and strong his faith. The Psalms of David pass from the depths of guilt and self-condemnation to the most exalted communing with God. His life record declares that sin can bring only shame and woe, but that God's love and mercy can reach to the deepest depths. Faith will lift up the repenting soul to share the adoption of the sons of God.